Country Club FM.
The Bob Almanac with a special guest, Shane Martin, sitting in here. Do you have your mobile device? Maybe you can do some fact checking for us.
We'll see.
Did you bring your phone? Do you have a flip phone or do you have one that actually can access the internet?
I've got a cracked screen. It kind of works, but we'll
see
what I can
do. I hate those cracked screens. Those can be a real pain. Can they not?
Yes.
So we have a couple of Bob Almanac salutes. One that is just in. This one happened over the weekend. He was the leader of Wakanda. He was Black Panther. He was also Jackie Robinson. He was also Thurgood Marshall. He was also James Brown.
Wow.
He portrayed some iconic figures, and it was really pretty surprising for many people that Chadwick Boseman, at just 43 years old, the Black Panther, passed away.
Yeah, I was shocked over the weekend. I had no idea.
He 4 years ago, he had been diagnosed with colon cancer, but he didn't let anybody know about it, and he had kind of been working with it and dealing with it, and then he had a remission, I don't know how long ago, or a recurrence of it. It had to have been after he was doing all those movies with colon cancer.
Jeez. Black Panther and the Endgame.
So it was in remission, and then it came back later on. In the last year or so, and there was a picture that was posted maybe a few months ago where he was very, very skinny. So I think people close to him knew that he was really struggling.
That's
and he
young.
Had married his longtime girlfriend just prior to his passing, but he's only 43. And John Thompson, the longtime coach at Georgetown, news just coming out in the last couple of hours that he has passed away at the age of 78. Great coach at Georgetown. Mm-hmm. How many national titles did they win there? Was it one or two? I know 84 for certain.
For sure, with Ewing.
There was that one they were going to win against North Carolina, or they had a chance. They needed to they needed to hit a basket, but they threw it to the
like
wrong
80,
guy.
80, yeah.
James
whatever,
Worthy.
82.
So, and he played some in the NBA, too. People forget about him winning titles. He played with Boston, so he must have won some titles there.
And then he was a longtime commentator.
Yeah, he was good on the radio. Broadcast. He was.
TV, yep.
So this date, Monday, August 31st, 244th day of the year, 123 days left to go. 1895, the first professional football game played in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Isn't that where
Arnold Palmer is
yes. from? And Pennzoil,
yes.
out of that area and
yes.
everything. Well, they also played their first football game there ever professional because the quarterback was paid $10.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Kirk Cousins, I think he gets $10 every time he takes a breath.
Yes,
his current
you're right.
contract. I think you're that's right. 1920 this date. We have a patent of the day.
Lincoln Logs are just as much fun today as they were when you played with them. And they're still made of wood. Lincoln Logs from Play School, a Milton Bradley company.
They better still be made of wood.
Yes.
I hope the current Lincoln Logs are still made of wood. Lincoln Logs, 1920. John Lloyd Wright issued a patent. Isn't he the famous architect?
I thought maybe. Frank? Yeah.
That's Franklin
yeah.
Lloyd Wright.
This is his brother.
Lloyd Franklin Wright. Wright Franklin Lloyd, something like that. Toy Cabin Construction was the initial title.
Did you prefer
and name of Lincoln Logs?
Lincoln Logs to, what was the other?
Tinker
the,
Toys.
Tinker Toys, yeah.
Erector Set. They
yeah.
were all good, Neil.
I like Lincoln Logs.
They
I
were
I
all great. We played with them all equally.
Yeah, we
got a box of Lincoln Logs at home.
So that nice. Was 1920. Yes. How about in 46?
Well, I've seen a chicken. Let's say I've seen a chicken around here. Pay attention, Sonny. Somewhere. Chicken. Chicken! Oh, yes! There's a chicken! I say there's a chicken for you!
So Foghorn Leghorn made his debut. One of my favorite Warner Brothers cartoon characters.
Oh, yes.
You just gotta love his personality, Neil.
You do.
And
for
he's
sure.
a big chicken.
He is big.
That could feed an entire family for several months. Just think of that thing on a rotisserie.
Might take a while to cook.
Pretty close to those ones that you can get
yeah.
at Sam's Club. Those
yeah,
are pretty big.
Yeah,
that might
big
be Foghorn Leghorn size, some of those. But anyway, Foghorn Leghorn made his debut. The name of the cartoon for you trivia buffs is Walkie Talkie Hockey, as H-A-W-K-Y, as in Chicken Hawk, Hockey. That was 1946. You know, it didn't take very long for California to become the most populated state in America. 1964, California. They hadn't been around that long.
No.
I mean, as far as people settling there, you got to go back to the, you know, it's 100 years, and that state was already the most populous here in the country.
Is that the gold rush?
California. Well, it was the gold rush, and of course, they had the mamas and the papas in 64, Shane, so a lot of people were going over there to see the mamas and the papas. How about in the news here this date in 69?
The night before his 46th birthday, August 31, 1969, he boarded a private plane flying from Chicago to Des Moines, Iowa. Peter Marciano.
I was contacted by a person in Florida.
That's Rocky's brother talking about the day that they heard that Rocky had gone down in an airplane crash. Something about airplanes in Iowa.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was the Brockton Blockbuster, Neil.
He was
Rock
a fine,
from Brockton.
Fine heavyweight champion.
The original
sure.
Rocky.
Yeah.
Did you hear that Mr. Stallone, some people call him Sly, that he's doing a director's cut of Rocky IV, the one where he battles Ivan Drago?
Really?
Ivan Drago? Ivan Drago?
So what does that mean?
I must break you.
He's going to...
But
comment on it or something?
No, well, it's special editor's cut where they put in some, they delete some scenes and put in some deleted scenes.
Oh,
and
okay.
Who knows? They do a little remixing and remastering. They're going to take out the part where Paulie gives him the robot. It's being reported.
Ooh.
The robot. You remember that scene? It was the robot that comes in. It's the maid. It didn't fit.
Neil, your comments on that.
Remember that?
No, I don't, evidently.
That's too bad.
No.
1981, Milton Berle and NBC saw their contract. Milton Berle had been under contract with NBC TV for 30 years.
Wow.
Going back to 1951 on this date. And so with his contract being done, that means he was freed up to do the thing that he'd always wanted to do and he was destined to do, and that was appear in the video for Rat.
Yes,
round
I remember
and round.
That.
He's sitting at the table. He's actually related like to one of the members of the band or their management.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But I remember the video with him in it.
Does your house have a rat problem?
Yes.
My problem at my house is that there isn't enough rat on my speakers.
Yes.
What do you think of the guitar playing in Rat Round and Round? Shane Martin, you being a guitar professional.
It's not bad. The guitar solo, I can't remember his name, Warren D. Martini. Yeah, he was a good guitar player.
He knows his rap. I like that. Way to go, Shane. That was 1981. In 85 in the news, Connie Chung, a good guitarist in her own right.
Police in Los Angeles believe they have their man. Richard Ramirez arrested today after being held by an angry crowd. Police believe Ramirez is the walk-in killer or so-called night stalker who has terrorized California, committing at least 16 murders there recently. Noah Nelson reports from Los Angeles.
Don't have time for Noah Nelson's report, but we heard from Connie Chung. That's always a good day on the Almanac when we hear from Connie Chung.
Always solid.
Yeah. So the night stalker caught. We got him on this date, 1985. How about in 1990 from the Kingdome?
Second youngest all-star starter ever. And he has a base hit. Back-to-back singles by Griffey and Griffey. The Mariners are in business.
Love it.
So it was the first time that a father and a son played in the same game. And not only did they do that, they also hit back-to-back singles in the first inning. Both scored on this date, 1990 at the Kingdome. And then a week or two later, they both hit back-to-back home runs.
I remember that.
Ken Griffey Sr. and Jr., that was in 1990. In 97...
The details still appear to be as they've been all night, which is to say that the car was traveling extremely fast in an attempt to escape the attentions of these paparazzi who were on motorcycles or scooters. For reasons we don't yet know, it seems to have struck a wall, spun round, and been involved in collision with a number of other vehicles.
This was the date in Paris that Princess Diana and Dodi Al-Fayed in their car, as you could hear, they were trying to escape the paparazzi. They crashed. Andre Paul was the driver of that car, and they were killed. She was only 36. Goodbye, England's Rose.
That was a sad
event on this day, 1997. 2009, maybe Mickey Mouse could battle alien invaders with Iron Man. I mean, it makes sense.
The company that introduced the world to Mickey Mouse, Cinderella, and Snow White is adding thousands of new characters to its roster of heroes. The $4 billion deal to acquire Marvel Entertainment will mean popular superheroes such as Iron Man, the Incredible Hulk, and the web-slinging Spider-Man could soon become part of Disney's media universe.
And they did become part of Disney's media universe. I think Disney said, hey, you know, I'm seeing this Marvel thing develop. These guys at Disney, I know it was Eisner or whoever was in charge at that time. They're going, I see they're creating this story arc that's going to go 10 years. It started with Iron Man 1. They knew what Marvel was doing, Neil.
It was a well orchestrated
story arc that came to an end last year.
And it's made them a ton of dough.
With Avengers Endgame. So it was this date that Walt Disney gobbled up Marvel, and Stan Lee and the other Marvel guys made a lot of money on that.
Mm-hmm.
2015, 5 years ago.
President Obama will make history today in Alaska, where he will rename the country's tallest peak. The more than 20,000-foot tall Mount McKinley will once again be known by its Native American name, Denali. The focus of the president's cross-continental trip to Alaska is climate change. Bill Plant is in Anchorage.
What did William McKinley ever do?
He seemed like a good enough guy.
They took the mountain away from him. This wasn't cancel culture. They were just naming it after the Native name. And we were in Alaska shortly thereafter, maybe the year later, and I asked people, I said, are you upset that they changed the name from Mount McKinley to Denali? And the local people there really, they like the name of Denali. Okay. But they need to find something else to name something after William McKinley.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe the road that leads to it.
The road leads to it. Why don't we do it? Because eventually somebody's going to sponsor Mount McKinley, like it's going to be sponsored by Walgreens or Google. It's going to be Mount Google eventually at Denali, right? Why couldn't they have said Mount McKinley at Denali?
Yes.
Sponsored by Intel, Pentium Processor 5-7, or Amazon. Amazon could afford the mountain.
Right.
You might be able to buy it from Amazon. Check on Amazon, Neil. See if you can buy
available.
See if you can buy Denali.
Okay.
And what it's going for. So that was this date in 2015. Then a year ago, the Twins just got swept at Tiger Stadium. A year ago, they were at Tiger Stadium, and they were hitting bombas, Neil.
With 267 home runs hit. The next one hit will be the record-setting home run. Garver with a blast to deep left field, and the Minnesota Twins are the most prolific home run hitting team in baseball history.
And then they go back and forth a little bit with the Yankees, and they've actually prevailed by one home run over the Yankees last year.
Yep.
And how lively were the balls last year? Like we said before, like we said with Jim Rich, four teams broke that 267 home run in a season record.
Yeah.
The Twins, the Yankees, the Astros. Of course, they cheated their way to it. They were getting the pitches off of the garbage can. And then the Dodgers also broke that record, which had just been set the year before by the Yankees. So
this year a little different. Although
a little different, yeah. You can't live by the home run. They got to find a way to score other runs. We need to play some small ball is what you need to do.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye.
Buddy Holly and the Crickets, and one of the Crickets, he was on the bus, not on the plane. Jerry Allison is 81 today, drummer for the Crickets. Buddy Holly, he's just on the skins. He's just tight.
He would have been riding with Waylon.
Right, on the bus. And it was a cold bus. The heater was busted on the bus. That's why
it was cold.
That's why all the stars wanted to take the plane. Your Big Bopper and Richie Valens.
Yeah, Big Bopper was not feeling well, and so Waylon gave up his seat.
Would you feel well if your name was the Big Bopper? So that's pretty good drum work there by Jerry Allison.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance.
Unique voice. Nobody sounded like him on the radio.
Nope.
With his moon dance, and it's a fantabulous day for Shane Martin to be in here on the Bob Almanac.
Ever done a Van Morrison cover?
Yeah, ever do any Van Morrison in your set?
I used to play this song. You can't go wrong with Brown Eyed Girl.
No, you can't. That Tupelo Honey.
Oh, yeah, I play that one, too.
You know the night. All right, so Van Morrison, 75 today. Richard Gere.
What's your name, boy?
Mayo. Zach Mayo, sir.
You got an injury there, Mayo?
Not exactly, sir.
Be proud of them wings. They're the only ones you're going to leave here with. Mayonnaise.
Louis Gossett Jr. makes a cameo. Didn't he do a commercial or a movie or a TV show or something with a gerbil? It seems like Richard Gere had something, a movie role or something. Anyway, Richard Gere is 71. We have, lead singer of the group Squeeze. A little bit of a one-hit wonder here in the U.S. early 80s. Part of the second British invasion there that came in 1980 or so. Glenn Tilbrook.
Just need a flannel for his face.
Another drummer. What? So Gina Shock, who played with the Go-Go's, and you thought Belinda Carlisle partied hardy, the drummer had to have as well.
I would think.
63 today. Did you ever play any Debbie Gibson, Shane Martin?
I have not.
You need to add this song to your set list.
Oh, yeah.
She was Debbie. Now she wants to be known as Deborah, and she's the big 5-0. That is shocking. Chris Tucker is one away from 50.
Just let me go in here and get something to eat. When I come back out, I'm going to take you wherever you want to go. Okay?
Okay.
Shake on it.
Hey, what are you doing?
You ain't the only one with quick hands, are you?
He and Jackie Chan. They were a nice team in the Rush Hour movies.
Yes, they were. Very funny.
Chris Tucker's 49 and NFL football player. He comes from Minneapolis. He went to Holy Angels. Then he went to Pitt. And it looks like he's going to finish his career as an Arizona Cardinal. Neil.
Yep, it does.
Larry Fitzgerald Jr., one of the best to play that position here in the last couple of decades.
One of the most, I think, well-respected and nice, well-liked by his peers, too. Yeah.
Larry Fitzgerald Jr. is 37.
All right, gone but not forgotten today. Television and radio entertainer Arthur Godfrey was born on this day, 1903. We had Mr. Television in the news earlier there with Milton Berle.
And you're Mr. Monday, so it's just perfect.
Right.
Did you know, Shane, that Neil is Mr. Monday?
Mr. Monday?
Yeah, just because he loves Monday so much.
I guess so. What about Richard Basehart? Remember him?
My name is Mr. Applewood. It's written on the board. As you all know by now, Miss Beadle is no longer your teacher. I am. From this moment forward, this classroom will be run by me.
He was a disciplinarian, a troubleshooting teacher. I'm sure they had plenty of those come to your school, Neil, when you were in class.
Well,
they had to bring in the troubleshooting teacher to take care of all you bullies and your good time buddies.
Necessary, yes.
They weren't there for it. You were there for the party.
We were there. We ordered pizza, like Spicoli did with Mr. Hand. Richard Basehart, 1914. Then Buddy Hackett.
Watch! Watch tower!
No.
Watch!
No.
Wall!
No.
Walnut tree!
No, no.
Walnuts!
No.
In bed!
No!
Another cameo there. There's Mickey Rooney.
No, together. Comedian and actor Buddy Hackett. He was, you know, he did Shaboopy in The Music Man.
Like, and that, of course, was from the greatest. That clip was from, you know, it was from your dad's favorite movie.
Oh, Mad World.
Yes.
Yes, there you go. Buddy Hackett there, 1924. The great James Coburn, 1928.
Well, by God, you really turned out to be a snake, Billy. When they catch you, they're going to dry gulch your stinking bones.
That's what they're going to do to Billy the Kid. And again, in Young Guns 2, they said, what did we need to do to make Young Guns 2 good? And he said, well, let's bring in James Coburn.
He was in a few Westerns in his day, including The Magnificent Seven. James Coburn, born on this day, 1928. One of the greatest baseball players of all time. Frank Robinson, how about this? He was Rookie of the Year, and then he was the MVP in both leagues. Nobody's ever done that. He was MVP with the Reds in the National League, and then, of course, with Baltimore in the American League. And he was also the first ever field manager when he took over as a manager of the Cleveland Indians in 1975. One of the good guys, Frank Robinson, 1935.
You are here and warm, but I could look away and you'd be gone.
1972, we take you back. A little cowbell.
A lot of rhythm there, Jim.
A lot. Emphasis on a lot.
Right. That's musician Bob Welch. And Sentimental Lady, of course.
That's yacht rock, Neil.
That is. That's
yacht rock.
That's good stuff.
And every song could use more cowbell.
For sure. 1945. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff forgot the guy that sent Sergeant Major Dickerson to Guam.
Guam, sir. There's nothing going on in Guam. Why Guam?
Dick, I've covered for you a lot of times because I thought you was a little crazy. But you're not crazy. You're me.
There he is.
Oh,
he's the general
him, yes.
From Good Morning Vietnam.
Oh, yeah. What was his name?
Noble Willingham.
Noble Willingham.
Look him up. He was in a Gunsmoke.
Oh, I'm sure he was.
And as you've admitted, you only watch Gunsmoke. You've heard him say that, Shane?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, many times. And you may remember him from Walker, Texas Ranger. Oh, Noble Willingham. He died in 2004. 1931, he sent Sergeant Major Dickerson to Guam.
It was a good move.
It was
a good move. And necessary.
Yeah.
And now they're all gone. But not forgotten. Shane gets to pick.
One more birthday today.
Oh, one more birthday.
Big shout out to my brother, Jeremy. His birthday today. Happy birthday, bro. He's 49.
Very good.
Oh, he's close to 50.
There he is.
That's
he's
a good
right
club. Get ready for AARP. They'll be hounding him soon.
Yeah, they're
all over him.
Yep.
So Blake Shelton, Some Beach. Or Tracy Lawrence, If the World Had a Front Porch. Or Lori Morgan, What Part of No. What song, Shane, would you like to start out Neil's Bobathon with?
Let's do some Tracy Lawrence.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud.